ॐ शांति, ॐ शांति। आज सतगुरुवार के दिन आप सब की याद लेके
ओम शांति
वतन में पहुंच, तो वतन में जाते
ही अनुदय सतगुरु
आज
कैरिंग एवरीवन्स loving remembrances with myself as I reach the subtle region.
दिखाई दे रहा था एक तरफ बहुत से
I saw that the scene of the subtle region was very different. There were many human
किसी ने अपने सामने
there were many human beings who were remembering their ancestors as this is special period of Shraddh when special bhog is offered to ancestors in Bharat and so bhog was also offered to the Yagya ancestors today
koi aise hi phul sadai se hi jaise apne purvajon ko
so there were many many human beings many who were remembering their ancestors some had kept their photos of their ancestors. Some were remembering with regard, some with a bit of sorrow. So there were also feelings of sorrow, repentance. They were also praying to God. And each one was lost in those feelings. And so they were presenting or keeping all their feelings in front of the Supreme Being, Supreme Father. And on another side there were all the ancestor souls, the advanced party souls, Mama, Baba, Dadis, the foundation of the Yagya. So they were all standing on one side. There was a very beautiful garden in front of the advanced party souls. There were many lovely flowers there. And looking at the flowers, advanced party souls were smiling and they were saying, so who has created such a beautiful garden? So Baba told them to look very closely. When they started looking closely at the flowers, they started seeing the images of the Brahmin souls. So Baba said, these are your creation. So the Dadis and all the other advanced party souls smile and says, it is actually Baba's wonder. It's the wonder of these children who have created such a strong relationship with the Father and they've created such a beautiful garden. The fragrance of this garden, the beauty of this garden attracts souls closer. So the flowers started moving upwards and then take the form of a garland. It is as though that entire garlands enveloped the advanced party souls in one garland. So it was as though the garland was all around them and they were in the center. Baba smiled. I then told Baba, today bhog has been brought specially for the ancestor souls. Baba smiled and said, the children's pure elevated thoughts have already reached the Father. So did you see the difference? Baba asked. At the present time in the Laukik world, all human beings they're remembering their ancestor souls, some are remembering with sorrow, some are remembering out of repentance. and some with the thought of doing something in the name of their ancestors. So they're praying to the Supreme Being to give peace to their ancestors. And in contrast, here in Baba's family, everyone is remembering the ancestor souls and then also singing praise of Baba, that if the creation is so beautiful, how beautiful must the Creator be? Baba's children are engaged in Baba's remembrance and in serving the world, in glorifying the Father. I then told Baba, I've brought the brook today. So Baba removed the cloth from the bhog tray and then picked up a bit of the bhog in his hand. And then noticed that many, many souls got emerged, and it was though Baba was feeding, was giving the bhog to all of them. And so the souls were stretching out their hand to receive the bhog. Some were putting forth their aprons to accept that bhog. So Baba then explained, souls of the world, knowingly or unknowingly, all those who have gone on to their next birth, so their former relatives, their former connections are remembering them. And so Baba is giving these souls bhog in that sense, the attainment and fulfilling the desires of those souls. There were a set of souls who were standing with their hands folded in front of Baba. So Baba said, who are they? Baba then explained that these are the souls who don't have complete knowledge, but they have in an incognito way or in a gross way, they have cooperated and helped in the yajna in some form or the other. So they had very good wishes for the yajna, and so on this day, these souls have gone on. They contact souls, cooperative souls, and so Baba is giving them the return of their love and cooperation that they gave to the yajna. So it's as though the Brahma Bhojan reaches each of these souls, and they were very, very happy that they have attained something. And then in another direction, there were other souls there were BK souls who have gone on. They left their former body and they've gone on. So they were standing in a half moon circle in front of Baba. Baba was giving all of them drishti. Baba then spread out his arms, and as though each one received a plate of Brahma Bhojan individually. They were very, very pleased to receive Brahma Bhojan, but they were also looking towards Baba. So through Baba's drishti, it was as though each one was receiving a blessing. They were taking each blessing, their own blessing, and reading it and looking at Baba as well. So Baba then said, for these BK souls who have gone on, through knowledge and yoga and service, these children have created the fortune of many souls, and so in return for the service that these souls have done for the yajna, Baba is giving these children even more blessings, so that in an incognito way they will continue to serve souls in their new forms. Baba then looked towards the advanced party souls, the foundation of the yajna. Mama, Dadi Prakashmani, Didi, Chandramandali, and all the other Dadis and all the Dadas. Baba emerged them in front of Baba. They were sitting in the form of a garland. Bhavadan said, this garland is looking so beautiful, and this garland is so very lovely. Bhavadan just gestured with his hand, and it was though each one received the Brahma Bhojan plate. So they were keeping Baba in front of them while accepting the Brahma Bhojan. Baba then said, just look at what these children are doing. So while they were seated, blessings were emerging from the advanced party souls and reaching many, many souls. So Baba said, look at these specialities, the speciality of this advanced party souls. Because of their strength, it is because of their strength that the yajna is continuing to move along and expand. The unity within amongst them, their love for each other, their trust in Baba, their faith in Baba, and their consciousness of just being an instrument, all of this has made them examples for the Brahmin family, and it's because of them that the Brahmin family is continuing to move ahead. Baba then told them, would you like to say something? Baba asked the advanced party souls. They all said in one voice, these souls are Baba's very beloved children. For the Brahmin family, this is what they said. This is all that we wish, that all of you should be threaded in the thread of love, maintain unity amongst yourselves. And as you are doing service with love in order to glorify the Father, continue to do this. You are the ones who are going to fulfill Baba's pure wishes. So as you continue to do this, keep the aim of fulfilling Baba's pure wishes, then our task also will be completed easily. So Baba then said, what will you give them, the Brahmin family, for the return of their love? So the advanced party souls told Baba to give the gift. So Baba then gave a blessing on which was written, you are the ones who are following the Father, the image of support. You are the ones to glorify the Father. Continue to move along as Baba's right hands, and then there will be a revelation, and unity will also be maintained in the family. Give love to one another, make each other your companion, and move ahead on the service field. So you are moving ahead in service, but even in your self-efforts, go into the depths of your efforts, go into the subtlety of effort. There are some children who are still just making efforts on an external level, in a gross form, but they don't go into the depth of their efforts. The more you go into the depth, the more you'll have experiences, the more you'll be able to glorify the Father. Baba emerged everyone again, gave everyone drishti, and gave them blessings. I then returned. Om Shanti.